This is Brent Hesse, the KCHI sports director, here for another fall preseason sports show. And I'm here with the Chillicothe Hornets football coach, Chad Smith. Coach Smith, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Excited to get the season rolling.
Absolutely. It's great to see you again. Great to be back out here at the Chillicothe High School football field, ready for some more football. You're in your fourth year now as the head coach. And when it gets to this time of the season, how are you feeling? What's the energy like with the team?
It's been outstanding. We just wrapped up our second day of practice. The boys have been very motivated and been moving around and look like they're off to a good start.
So last season ended 5-6. It was an up-and-down year, but included some really big highlight wins, including at Cameron in overtime and in the districts against Richmond. What were your overall takeaways on the season?
Last year, we had very, very little experience coming back. We had to play a lot of young guys, but those guys have got a lot more experience this year. And you can tell that just when you start a season, having experience is big.
Definitely big to have a lot of guys back, and there is a lot of experience because last year's senior class was small, only a few players, but very important guys like Larson, Kelly, Cairns, and Nickel. What is it going to take to fill those shoes and step up and be ready to go?
Oh, those guys were awesome. It's always tough to field questions about really good football players that you've had move on. You really don't replace them, you just do the best to make the next year's team. But yeah, guys like Caden Larson and Brody Cairns and that whole group was really, really good, and they worked hard, and it was a very special senior group, but there wasn't very many of them, and you need lots of good senior leadership, but we do have a lot of guys coming back, and our senior class is quite a bit bigger this year, and we're excited about it.
So after last season, now you have a whole off season to regroup, get ready for the next season. How has the off season been in terms of training, getting ready? What does it look like since the end of the football season, since everyone got to see the Hornets on the field until now getting ready for practices?
Summer workouts were really, really good. The attendance was really good, and the attitude and effort, and the guys got a lot stronger, got faster. A lot of focus on that, and we're really focusing on conditioning right now in the first part of this season, just because you don't know what's going to happen with temperature down the road. And like our first game last year was over 100 degrees, and so we're just making sure that we're as deep as possible and best shape that we can be in, so we can perform well in that home opener.
You got the home opener, that is August 30th against Marshall here at Chillicothe High School. Jamboree the 23rd at Moberly. What are you looking to see from the team before that, from now until then, from the first Jamboree, from the first game? What do you want to see from the team in order to be ready to go?
Just every day, getting more in routine and just knowing your assignments and making sure that you just keep improving and you keep eliminating mistakes. And you just got to focus on the things that you're good at and just get lots of repetitions and make sure that all the coaches are focusing on fundamentals, doing the little things right, because that makes up a huge difference over the course of a football game. So we're really trying to just make sure our technique is good. And then, like I said, being in great condition will go a long ways for us.
Talking with Coach Chad Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets football team. And Coach Smith, now let's talk about some specifics first on the offensive side. We mentioned Caden Larson, the quarterback last year. What is that position going to look like, and what are you hoping to see from quarterback play this year?
Cooper Robinson started a couple games last year. He's an outstanding quarterback. I think he's going to be really, really good. He's a sophomore. Started at defensive back for us last year, and we just thought we'd give him some time to work into that quarterback role. But I think he's going to be very good, watching him this offseason and, working into Coach Overstreet's offense. We're going to do a lot more spread stuff this year. And then also, getting Cody Glenn, who is a former All-State quarterback from Lawson, and he is an outstanding quarterbacks coach. It's been fun to watch those two work together. I've already seen improvement in just a couple days in Cooper. So looking for big things for him this season. Throwing to we have quite a few guys that can catch a football, and Jayshon White I think will catch quite a few balls this year, and Logan Merle, and we have quite a few guys that I think he's going to rotate through there that should get quite a few touches.
Always exciting for guys like that when you know you're going to have an opportunity to make some plays on the outside. And then, of course, up the middle, you're going to expect a heavy dose of Silas Midget along with the running game. What do you want to see in the running game anchored by Midget?
it all starts up front. This offensive line that we have has been really working hard in the offseason, and I feel like they're going to be pretty tough. They've really worked a lot on movement this year. We've always been big. We've always been strong, but we want to work on our speed. So we've spent a lot of time working on, you know, plyometrics and sprinting and getting those big guys moving, and I think that will help. And then Silas has really, really improved over this last season. He's worked out a lot on his own time and his track times. You know, he's almost dropped a second in his 100 from his junior year or sophomore year to his junior year. Ended up being district champ and sectional champ in the 100. And that's good when you have somebody that can run like that in your backfield. And he's always had good vision and has always had good instincts with running the football. So I'm excited to see what he can do with his speed where it is right now.
And absolutely, Silas Midget, a talented player, but it takes an offensive line to be able to create for that. You mentioned some of the offensive line. And now moving over to the defense, but also mentioning the offensive line, who are those guys up in the trenches that you expect to have big roles? Maybe they're not always the guys that get the most notoriety, but, of course, they're just paramount for good football.
This year we moved Bo Smith to center. He was a first-team All-State tackle last year. We moved him to center just to be in the middle of the line. And then Trent Jacobs, who is all-conference player last year, is our right guard. Max Probasco is going to be our left guard. At left tackle will be Tylan Smith. He played quite a bit last year. And then Jaden Martin will be our other tackle. And Jackson Schaefer will rotate in through all those positions. But yeah, all those guys, we're kind of excited about them, and we're just going to try to get them rolling.
Coach Smith, talking on the defense, what do you want to see from the defense? We can start in the secondary. Let's work our way from the back to the front in terms of what you want to see from those guys, who they're going to be impact players all the way from the back to the front on the defense.
We're going to have a strong safety. We're going to have Jack Marshall. We're going to do a lot of man coverage this year, and he's going to be the one free guy running around, you know, hopefully getting his name in the paper a lot, looking for big hits and interceptions and things like that. He played linebacker last year, but he's shown a real good feel for reading quarterbacks' eyes and being able to get over the top and help us out in the run game. Also, Logan Merle and Landon Bailey will be our outside linebackers. They'll be in man coverage sometimes, and sometimes they'll be in some zone and playing some linebacker situations where they get come up and got to make some hits for us. Corner will have Tavion Gray and Oliver Perry and Ezra Lapine right now are all kind of fighting for jobs there at the corner spot. But all have looked pretty sharp. And then linebacker Henry Hurchin, who had a great freshman season, he was like third or fourth on our team of tackles. He's going to start as our strong side linebacker. Drake Swift's playing our will. And then Jay Sean White will be our strong side defensive end. Jackson Schaefer will be weak side. And then Trent and Keaton Warren will play that weak side nose guard. And then Bo Smith will be in the middle there at our defensive tackle. So that'll kind of be how we'll look up front and on our defensive side. So
that's great to hear. Well, thank you so much, Coach, for all the information. One final question for you before we get out of here for our fall preseason sports show. Now, when you look at the team front to back as a whole, what are you hoping to be some of the strengths of this year's unit?
We're hoping to be able to run the football well. That's even with our offense changing a little bit, we still want to keep the same Chillicothe identity of being able to run for tough yards and make teams fear our run. But we also want to be able to pass when we need to as well, and even pass as a first option. But like I said, we want to always make sure that we have a solid rushing attack. And then on defense, we just want to be stingy. We want to fly to the football and tackle. And that's something we're preaching as far as and just doing your job. You know, if you're a defensive end, you're containing. If you're a linebacker, you're filling downhill and scraping. And, you know, just working on level one fundamentals and just get good at them is really what we're stressing right now.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Smith. Best of luck going into the season. We'll be there every step of the way covering this Chillicothe Hornets football team, especially start of the season on August 30th against Marshall here at Chillicothe High School.
All right. We're excited. Thanks for the interview.